Welcome back to Moms in Baseball. This is episode 104, and I'm Stephanie. Sorry we've been away for a little while. Diana is currently traveling with her younger son, so she is out of state, so she's not here this episode. So I do have a special guest. My special guest is Patrick Malley. He is my husband. So welcome, Patrick.
Hi, Stephanie. That was loud.
Today, we're going to be talking about Perfect Games WWBA, which is the 15U, which is where our son attended because he's 15U. And we're going to do a little review on this tournament. Are you excited, Patrick?
Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
Excellent. We have been extremely busy this past month and a half, haven't we? We've been traveling out of state for our baseball tournaments, and it's been nonstop.
Yeah, it's been pretty crazy. Just a couple nights at home and then back on the road again. And you and I were able to swap spots at one point, and you went to a tournament with Keegan in Indianapolis, but I've been on the road with him for most of the rest. So it's been a lot of waiting, a lot of baseball, and a lot of driving. So it's been good times.
Absolutely. We also had my friend Lisa Messi. Her son Drew plays on the U.S. Nationals 15U Scout. They were at this tournament. I feel like they followed us, or we followed them. They have their same schedule as us. They're from Missouri, and we have had the same tournaments. So we keep running into them and playing them, which I love because we're good friends with them. I love watching Drew play. So I got a couple of info from her as well. So she's going to be adding in a little bit of input as well. So let's start it off. The WWBA 2026 grads was at East Cobb Complex, as well as the surrounding Atlanta facilities, mostly in Marietta, Georgia. The tournament took place June 24th through July 1st. And there were 368 teams for 15U.
My understanding is that Perfect Game runs a different WWBA every week throughout the summer for different age levels. And the WWBA is a wood bat tournament that's known for being massive like this. So they basically take over every high school field within 100 plus radius of the Marietta, Georgia area. So I don't know. I heard from one coach or a parent or somebody that that the high school baseball programs receive significant money from Perfect Game for running these tournaments week after week after week. And so that week that you said, June 24th through July 1st, was the 15U, but every week there's a different age level. So regardless of your kid's age, look at the WWBA. It's a massive tournament with a lot of teams that sign up.
Not only that, but we also have a mutual friend that was there for a younger age group. And so those younger kids are playing the tournaments nonstop is there as well. But let's talk a little bit about the fields for the older kids, because I kind of feel they got a little gypped. So there is the main field, which is at the Perfect Games East Cobb Complex. There are only three fields for the older kids to play on. So, of course, just like you said, Patrick, they had to go out to all of the area high schools. Do you want to talk about a little bit where the pool play games were?
Yeah, I think in hindsight, knowing that there's 368 teams, I don't feel as gypped perhaps as you do when you think you're going down there. You think you're going to be at the East Cobb Complex the whole time, but then when you realize the scale of this sort of tournament, you realize it's just not possible. So the tournament had a five game minimum. Pool play was five games, and we only had one game at the East Cobb facility. And I think that's pretty common. But to be honest, that wasn't a real setback. A lot of these high school fields in that area are as nice or perhaps even nicer than the East Cobb facilities are. So besides the drive time in order to get to the different high school fields, it's not a huge setback having them there.
Didn't you say too that you overheard one of the coaches talking about wherever your hotel was, they tried to set up the fields like within like the 30 mile or 40 mile radius around your hotel?
Yeah.
So that you could play around that area, because I think the furthest that you traveled was And we're from the Midwest, so we do it by time, the distance. So it was about an hour and a half away, which was pretty far for one game that was just on the way there. So it would have been a 3 hour there and back.
I'm not a reliable source of information because I'm just a dad following his kid around on these teams. Like, and my information probably came from another dad sitting in the hot sun. But what I heard, and it our experience was the same, was that they, when you do the pay to play, they use the information of where your hotel is and they schedule you at fields that are within a certain radius of your hotel. And that does check out. All of our games were within a 30-minute drive of the hotel that we were at different high school fields. It wasn't until we got to bracket play that we had a game 90 minutes away, but I'm sure we'll talk about that, later on if you guys talking about that specifically. But for pool play, all the fields we played at were within a reasonable driving distance, given you're in the surrounding Atlanta area from the hotel that we stayed at. So not too bad.
Were the fields turf or were they grass?
It was a mix. It was based on what the high school had. To be honest with you, I couldn't even tell you which ones were turf and which ones were grass. Probably majority grass. Now that I think about it, but seriously, can't even recall. But incredibly well kept. These fields would beat the nicest Michigan field any day. I mean, these high school fields were exceptional. So.
Nice. So when we're doing our categories, the first category was fields. And so we gave it a rating of 4 out of 5, just because, you know, the little bit of a traveling when you're not really expecting it is kind of deducts the points. So the next category is the tournament management. So this tournament was pretty much 9 days, I think we figured out, was a wood bat tournament. So to win it, you had to win 12 games, and you're starting off with 368 teams. Like, that's a lot. They did do measurables, which our son Keegan did do measurables the day before. Of course, that was an added fee. So why don't we talk a little bit, Patrick, about the pool play?
Of the 368 teams, they created pools. I knew the number of pools at one point, but just do the math on 368 divided by 6 teams per pool. One pool had like an odd number, I think maybe 8, but I think the top 2 teams from each pool made it to bracket play. So a total of 96 teams made it to bracket, which obviously with a 96 team bracket, that's huge. And that's where the 12 days comes from. Also it's perfect game. So you're playing one game a day for every day for your pool play. So it's not until day 6 that bracket play even starts. And so if you want to win this thing, you've got 5 games, 1 a day for pool play for 5 days. You start bracket play on that 6th. That's only 3 days for brackets. And so there are days that you're likely going to play 3 games a day if you keep winning. Obviously, that's a problem coaches, parents, players want to have, right? You want to keep winning games and winning. But you have to be prepared to up that pace as soon as you get to bracket play.
Right. And I don't know when they changed this, like, is it just because it's the age group or what, when they started going to only one game a day, but man, these tournaments that stretch it out for 5, 6, 8 days, like, it's a little ridiculous. It's hard to get those days off of work and like for parents to go to. I don't know. Why can't we just join them like all together? I mean, but then I guess you would be doing like 5 games in one day and that's a pain, but let's just even try 2 games a day. Like, let's just do 2 games a day.
I think I've got 3 answers to the reason why they only do 1 game a day through pool play. One is just once you get to the high school level, there really is only a limited number of high school sized baseball fields that you can have games on, right? If you think about youth baseball, you can go to softball complexes, you can go to larger baseball fields and just bring in shorter fences. And so there's just not as many fields to go on. That's one. Two is that this is a financial endeavor. Perfect Game is not a organization, right? And they're getting money not only off of the the parents' entry and the player entry, but also the state of play and the kickback on the hotels. And these are very large, like, economic development organizations too. So, like, the amount of money that these tournaments bring to a region is pretty significant. And so they're incentivized to stretch these things out as much as they can in order to keep us spending money in their communities. Multiple baseball games in a day is not really good baseball. I mean, baseball is a game that is typically spread out over multiple days, and so that teams have an opportunity for their best pitchers to come back around and pitch again. When you cram these tournaments into one weekend, you're really either stressing pitchers or having to have kids pitch that normally wouldn't. And again, if you make it through 12 games, you're probably doing that anyway. But the point is, it's just, you know, take your time. That's the normal game of baseball, one game a day. A traditional doubleheader, but not cramming three or four games in a day just to run through it.
Mm-hmm. I see what you're saying. Mm-hmm. So Keegan's team is the Canes Midwest, 15U, and they went 5-0 in pool play. So they were able to bypass the play to get to bracket play game. So the top 96 teams make it to bracket play. Then the 32 teams had to do a play-in game, which were the left ones, just to see if they could make it into the bracket. So why don't you give us a little bit of a lowdown of that?
Yeah, so just to keep that in context, if you have a play-in game into bracket, then that's a total of 13 games in order to win the tournament. But obviously, you've got a really long road if you make it to the championship game from the play-in game, because that means that you're in the bottom 32 of the top 96. And so your next game is likely going to be against the number one or number two seeded team in pool play. I think the competition of pool play with, you know, with that many teams, with 368 teams from around the US, like, they were hit or miss. You saw what you saw, right? And I think that going 5-0 made sense for our team. I don't think we necessarily had a hard time of that, but I'm sure different teams in different pools did. And and again, there was enough room for teams to make it in that were 4-1, 3-2, but we happened to do really well and made it into bracket, and we're able to skip that first game on the first day of bracket.
So then we went on and we played. So we were in the top 64 and we played against Drew Messi's team, which was the U.S. National Scout team, and we won. So then we went on to the next day, which then we were in the top 32 teams, and we played NBA, who were the ones that came in second for the tournament. And then they played, who is the winner of the whole 15U tournament, was the Canes national team, which was very cool. But we have played NBA quite a few times. Well, not quite a few times, but a couple times since then in these other tournaments. And they're pretty good. I bet we could beat them.
No, they're more than pretty good. I think they're ranked second in the nation, or third in the nation. I mean, they're literally, they're phenomenal. And they pitched one of their best against us. We struggled to hit, and our guys, struggled to hit the zone consistently. And so it is what it is. I think, as is the case at this level, I think on any day, anybody could win, and we could have had a shot had we hit more and
right,
you know, struck more out. But that's baseball, right?
Yes.
But I think that's the beauty of it, is that some boys from the Midwest can go down to this big tournament and play a team like NBA and feel like they competed against them. I mean, of course, I think that we all wish that the boys could have done a little more and gone a little further. But, and so, you know, to lose to the team that went on to play another five games and play in the championship game, we felt okay with that. So,
and then also I wanted to talk about, because of course, I don't know if people notice this, but like on Facebook, we follow a couple of different baseball groups, and one of the baseball groups, cause I thought this was interesting, cause I was talking about it with some of the moms, but another person was talking about that there were not that many scouts there this year. And I was like, oh, so then I asked you about it and you said you didn't really see that many in the pool play, but where did you see them?
Yeah, when we played NBA, I saw some scouts show up. But when I say some, I mean like three, maybe four. And that's, you know, Canes Midwest has some boys committed. NBA obviously has some boys committed. And so it's logical That you'd see a couple of scouts there if they're looking at their players. But due to the rules change with recruiting in baseball, what we've been hearing across the board is that coaches used to scour 15U tournaments. I mean, you used to go to this WWBA, for example, and see over 100 scouts walking around checking out players. And now those scouts, they've logically decided that they're going to spend all of their time at the 16U tournaments because they can't even talk to a player at a 15U tournament most of the time. I mean, of course, there are some players that that are there, but very few, too few. So these coaches are putting their efforts into those 16U tournaments. And so just be aware of that. And in fact, there is an organization here in Michigan that does really well and does a lot of these national tournaments. And they took their 15U team to all 16U tournaments because they have a lot of class of 20, 25 kids on the team. And so it's just logical, right? If you've got kids that are current sophomores, rising juniors, who are going to want to talk to, they'll be eligible to talk to coaches in August. It makes sense to bring them to 16U tournaments this summer so the coaches can see them so that they can have something to talk about in August and September when these coaches can have some outreach. And so I just think there's a lot of new thinking that we have to do as parents and obviously that our coaches have to do in order to make sure that these kids have got some exposure. But for 15U, know that going to these massive tournaments, it's great for competition. It's great for development. It's great for a lot of things, but it's not the must be to be seen by college recruits anymore because the coaches aren't there. So
what else is unique about this tournament? Of course, they're going to do, you know, their video and post highlights and stuff to Twitter, but they also have, of course, subscriptions. So I was not there and you can always do Game Changer live video, but I don't think we had a parent there doing it this time. So what Patrick did is he did a subscription. So the first subscription is Diamond Cast. It's $9.99 a month with a 3-month commitment. There, it was like a live streaming, live stats. You get profile access, top performers, team stats, things like that. But when I say this live stream, it was actually very cool because I could even go back and see like what was Keegan's third pitch. Oh, it said it was a curveball and he was swinging at it. Like it like gave very good detail. It would say like what the kid was throwing, how fast he was throwing for each individual pitch. And I was like, I thought that was very cool. Just in case I missed something, I could always go back and then look at it too. And it was a very good broadcast.
Yeah, DiamondCast is actually, it's like a Game Changer service that incorporates the video into it. So something I don't even think I've shown you yet is that it also will capture a video clip of specific plays. So if the intern for Perfect Game enters a double while the kid is at bat, it'll save it to the player's profile. So now,
oh, that's cool.
Now when I go to Keegan's profile, I see different plays that he plays, and you can only access it through DiamondCast. And I think this is just, again, it's a value add that Perfect Game is trying to take more money out of our pockets. But
oh, of course,
I really think it's a worthwhile one. If your kid is going to a Perfect Game tournament, pay for the DiamondCast because it does make it better. And I don't know if I'm supposed to, but I shared the login with Stephanie so she could watch the game. There, it just made sense.
Don't report us. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. So just to be clear, though, that DiamondCast only gives you access to those live streams and that data for DiamondCast specific things.
Yes.
It's the Cross Checker subscription that is another $30 a month that gives you access to stats, profiles, rankings, and so on and so forth. So so my recommendation again would be, you know, for us travel ball parents, you're already paying X amount of dollars for your child to be at these tournaments and to do it. They do have this 3-month minimum. So you've got to look at it like it's a $90 expense for the summer. As long as you remember in that last month to cancel it, because I don't really have much interest in looking up how high school rankings are changing in October, November, December. But since Keegan did participate in the showcase the day before the tournament started, I wanted to see those numbers and how it affected his rankings. And I wanted to have the DiamondCast. So I just dropped the $40. So I guess, what is that? $120 for the 3 months for him to do it.
Oh yeah. Like, oh, no big deal. That's nice.
$65 for the bracelet to get into the games.
Like, we didn't even get there yet. Okay, stop okay. It. We didn't even get there yet.
Hard to judge. What's another $120 at a baseball tournament? Come on.
Oh my gosh. So for ratings for the tournament management, we gave them a 3 out of 5, just because, of course, there's always extra where you have to add more and more money. And it's just a long, long tournament. Well,
can I interject? Because I think 3 is probably a little unfair, like, because it is massive. There are over 400 interns running around the Atlanta area. Like, they pull off. So in terms of, like, overall, they're managing a heck of a complex organization. I overheard an intern on the phone talking to tech support for the Diamond Cast system. And so I'd give them a little higher than a 3 out of 5 staff. Come on.
All right. We'll change it to 4 out of 5. Yeah. The next category, our fees, cost. We're just not involved with the coaching and that kind of aspect in scheduling these tournaments. So I thought I saw a parent say that it was like $3,500 or $2,500 for the team to play. Of course, this tournament is also a stay to play. So that is an expensive hotel. And so 8 nights at a hotel, that's $1,600. Breakfast was not included in the hotel. So all of those things add up too. My friend Lisa, like I was saying, Lisa Massey, she was also at a different hotel, but her story is the hotel did not have parking. So they also charged them. It was $45 a day just to park, but they did discount it to $25 additionally per each day. And then she said one day, it must have been the Saturday or a Friday, there was a wedding in the lobby. So the bride and groom are getting pictures, and then in walks Drew's whole team, like just dirty and muddy and just like going through the whole lobby. Like, could you imagine? Like, I would be so mad. Like, this is the hotel you picked to have your wedding, and then here comes this huge baseball team. But I'm sure that happens a ton there.
I think the question is, it sounds like they're like downtown Atlanta. That's a pretty fancy hotel. People are having weddings at it. We actually, there were two hotels right next to each other. We had stayed at a DoubleTree hotel. Again, it was just a stay to play. It was the hotel the coach picked. And it was a fine hotel, but it didn't have breakfast. There was a Holiday Inn Express right next door that a lot of the families bailed on the DoubleTree. They canceled and moved over to the Holiday Inn Express because they had that free breakfast that we all know and love. And it was like $25 cheaper a night. And so over the course of 8 nights, that makes, you know, some sense. But I have found that hotels this year are a lot more than they have been in the past. Gone are the days of the 100-night stay at a Holiday Inn Express. But that's a part of the cost of doing business. So, and then of course, on fees, I already mentioned that the week pass for the tournament was $65 per person. They've got interns sitting outside of high school fields in order to gladly take your money for that. How a lot of people walk around them or walk by them pretty readily without paying the fee, but
as they should though. They're at a high school field and you drove all the way there. It's not like we're using your special East Cobb field with all of the everything, the amenities and whatnot. Like, you shouldn't be charging people $65 a day. I mean, per week. Yeah, but yeah, $12. It's per person.
It is, it's $12 per person.
For 1 day pass.
For 1 day. And then I think they also have a veterans and a seniors fee that is pretty reduced. And so if you are a veteran or you know, seniors, have them look at that day pass rate, because sometimes it is cheaper than the total week. And I think a good thing is that 14 under is free. Not every organization has that. And I think that nobody's little brothers and sisters should have to be paying to go into these games because they're not actually interested in watching. But
that's right. Yeah.
But I paid the $65 for the week pass, and it just is what it is. And I was cranky about it the entire week. So
I did this fees, the category, the ratings a little bit harsh too, because it is so expensive. And then the week pass for $65 and you're going to high school fields, it just irks me. It's a lot of money. So I gave it a 3 out of 5.
Yeah, somebody did the math. And again, this is just bleacher math from a group of parents, but with 300 and what do we say, 68 teams, $65 per person, one or two parents going.
Oh, for sure.
With their player, you're looking at like $2.5 million minimum for gate fees for parents to come in.
Oh, alone my God.
In 1 week, right? So So that's pretty significant cash for that. So I think you're probably even being generous with 3 out of 5, given
Okay.
that they're also making money on the state of play.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, there's a lot of money. Oh, and then when you take in the Diamond Cast, the Cross Checker that all these parents bought, Perfect Game has got they've got the money thing down. So
for sure. Absolutely. All right. The next category we're going to go through fast. It's restrooms. They were clean. You had some. So we gave it a rating of 5 out of 5. Umpires, 2 per game. They were good. We gave them a rating of 3 out of 3. Concessions. You said some of the high schools did not have them. Some did. East Cobb, they do. But of course, you know, the food is always crazy expensive. And typically you can only use a card only. So I did the rating 1 out of 2. What do you feel about that?
Pretty bad. Also, the East Cobb food selection was pretty bad. I thought the East Cobb facility in general was worn. It was tired. Probably needs an update. And yeah, I mean, I think the concessions of the high schools at the couple that offered it might have been better than East Cobb, just because it's cheaper and it's a fundraiser for the high school versus a big organization like that at East Cobb. But concessions was not great, and it was no Lake Point. I would say. Not even as good as like Grand Park in Indianapolis. So pretty bad.
Okay. Yep. Well, yeah, there you go. 1 out of 2. All right. So miscellaneous. They had batting cages, no coolers, but not sure if anybody's really checking, especially at the high school fields. But you're only going for one game. So the coolers really don't even matter anymore. I mean, you can bring in your water or whatever, but you don't need to bring in a huge big cooler. Stadium seats, some bleachers with shade, high school fields, bleachers, of course, no shade because they never have a concern for that because it's always later in the afternoon anyway. So any other input you want to add in for this category?
Nope.
So we gave it a rating of 4 out of 5. Just like you said, East Cobb probably needs to be updated a little bit, which happens. So let me do the quick math. I think I added one. So it's going to be a 24. Our total is 24 out of 30, which makes this tournament a triple. I think what our takeaway is it was a good tournament for competition. But if your team is not really a competitive team, I wouldn't go because thinking that you're going to be seen by scouts and things like that. If you're interested in the competition and playing some of the best teams in the U.S., then I would definitely go. Am I correct in saying that, Patrick?
Yeah. I mean, it's a real grind of a tournament. So even then, you know, you're going to play 5 pool play games before you see the best. This is one of those tournaments that everybody's at, you know, so you are going to run into them if you want. And I would even say if you're a mid-level team and you want to travel and spend some time there, like it's a cool environment. And based upon the luck of the draw, you could get a pool that you could dominate in. But you have to understand that, like, you're going up against, you know, nearly all of the best teams in the nation at some point, right? And you could draw mm-hmm. the pool, and it's a wood bat tournament, right? So you better be ready for that. It's big boy baseball, and but you know, it's just got a real slow pace to start, and then gets real serious real quick. So
that is all we have. So thank you so much, Patrick, for joining me. If you guys have any questions or if we left out anything, feel free to give us a message. You can do it through Instagram or Facebook. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Moms in Baseball. You can also join our Facebook group of Parents in Baseball. We would love to hear from you. Until then, have fun at the fields and we'll see you next time. Thank you. Have a great day.
All right, I got a pack.
So are you going to take your computer and then you're going to...
No.
You have to edit this for me and then we have to post it to Buzzsprout. I'm not going to bring a computer.
Okay, you're driving then.